The National Media Commission will this year assess the performance of the state media, especially in the coverage of the 2016 elections. Executive Secretary of the Commission, George Sapo, who made this known at a media briefing in Accra, said the Commission's ability to do this will help in efforts to make this year's election transparent.
As we go into this election, we feel better prepared than any other time in the history of media regulation in Ghana to be able to make significant contribution to the development of the country. As we put out data, you are going to see that we as media have given more voice to the political combatants than the electoral management body that is conducting the election, therefore drowning the voice of the Electoral Commission and essentially pushing EC into controversy where none exists. You are going to see that we have also skimmed out the voices of the key educators and the peacemakers, including the National Commission for Civic Education, the National Peace Council, and have rather concentrated our efforts on the combatants. You are also going to see that the voices of the weak and vulnerable, including women, including even women candidates, have been completely non-existent in our coverage because we have concentrated on sleaze-mongering and only pursuing controversy in our coverage. We believe that as we go ahead, this kind of data should lead all of us to new reflections. The other thing that we are going to show you from the work that we've done so far is also how the state-owned media, and I mean the Graphic Communications Group and their entire publications, the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation and its network of about 11 FM stations, the Ghana News Agency, which is essentially a monopoly in the wire service in Ghana, and the New Times Corporation. Under Articles 163 and 55 of the Constitution, these state-owned media are enjoined to give fair and adequate coverage to all political parties and candidates. We are going to show you empirical data on how these state-owned media have performed and the implications of this performance on our democracy.